Everyone, in today's gospel, Jesus uses the phrase causes to sin four times. And so since he uses that phrase four times, I think it's good to dive a bit deeper into what that word literally means. In the Greek, the four times that Jesus uses says, whatever causes you to sin, or if you cause someone to sin, the word cause to sin is scandalizo. That's where we get the English word scandalize or scandal. We get that from the Greek root scandalizo. So Jesus is essentially saying, if this is scandalizing you, or if you scandalize someone else, that's what he's saying. But that word scandalize literally means to lay an obstacle. So if I'm driving down the road and someone decides to park their car so I can't get by them, somebody is laying an obstacle. They're scandalizing me. They're preventing me from getting where I want to go. That's what the nature of this gospel. But Jesus uses it three times at the end, saying, if your foot or your hand or your mouth causes you to sin, pluck it out, get rid of it. Jesus, of course, is not encouraging human mutilation, but what he's saying is, whatever causes you to sin, whatever prevents you on your way, get rid of it. Now, those things that prevent us from the way, those things that prevent us from growing closer to God, are not always necessarily sinful or even criminal, for that matter. All kinds of things can prevent us from growing closer to God. When I work with married, pre-marriage couples, especially those who have a hard time being faithful to Sunday Mass, I say, guys, the first thing you need to do is to name the obstacles that are preventing you from faithful commitment to Sunday Mass. That could be hunting, that could be hockey, that could be sleep. But to name the obstacles, to name those scandalizos, to name those scandals, if you will. When I'm working with high school kids, I ask them, are your friends making you better? If your friends aren't making you better, find new friends. It's that simple. If they're taking you away from you what you know to be good, get rid of them. You don't need them. I know a gentleman, he's a dad, father of a couple kids. Every night when he goes home, he takes his cell phone and he puts it in a basket. He doesn't look at it for the rest of the night so he can be present to his kids. He said, they'll find me tomorrow. Obviously, some of us can't do that, but he can. Those are all examples of naming those obstacles that might prevent us from growing closer to God. That's what Jesus is after. His biggest desire for us is to grow in friendship with him. May we have the wisdom to name the obstacles.